Now we don't have a war.
Oh, they're still. I mean, hey, how are you? How are you? Welcome.
We got everybody here.
Yeah. How are you?
Jim, nice to see you.
How are you?
Good. Here's a regular chair.
Do you need an agenda? Here's the agenda.
Jim, you want a regular chair?
Who's this guy?
Huh?
Who?
Oh,
man.
How are
you?
How
you doing? More comfortable in a regular chair.
Pardon me?
I just thought you'd be more comfortable in a regular
chair. Can we postpone this again? Postpone the Airbnb? Because it was consent last time, so I think because it was consent last time.
Is there an agenda?
Yeah.
I'm going to grab another one.
Are you going to sit?
Yeah, I was going to.
Oh, true.
Yeah, wait.
Yeah. All right, everyone, thank you for coming. I'd like to call the Ways and Means meeting of June 11th to order. Call attendance.
Archer.
Here.
Geraghtine.
Yes.
Mayo. Maloney James.
Yes.
Bartels.
Here.
Maloney. Joseph Petit. Rodriguez.
Present.
Okay. And can I get a motion to move the minutes? Did everyone get a chance to review them? Was there any questions?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All righty. Let's get right into the resolutions. Resolution number 15, setting a public hearing on proposal local law number 1 of 2019, a local law amending the code of the County of Ulster in relation to local law number 5 of 1991, a local law adopting a hotel and motel room occupancy tax to clarify the tax law's application to short-term and vacation rentals, to be held on Tuesday, July 9th, 2019 at 6 p.m.
Madam Chair, I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
For discussion, yes.
Madam Chair, concerning that the sponsor is not present, I also believe that there was some additional bits of information that we had asked for last meeting. It may make sense at this point to postpone said resolution.
Okay.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Until next week.
Until next week.
Until next week, yeah.
Postpone for 1 week.
1 week. 1 week.
Aye.
Resolution 178, increasing the employee contribution towards the cost of health insurance benefits for the new hire management non-union employees. Legislator Rodriguez.
Madam Chair, this time I'll move it.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Madam Chair, concerning the sponsor is not present, in addition, we had also discussed last meeting that we were waiting on a study, I think, being prepared by the administration. At this time, I'll move to postpone it.
Okay. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 231, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Emergency One Department of Social Services. Second?
Second.
Any questions? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Resolution 232, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Rising Ground, Inc., Department of Social Services. Second?
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Madam Chair,
yes.
I think a couple of us are actually having problems with the Wi-Fi, so you actually happen to have
do
a
have
hard
a,
copy. I know
do
I
have
done
no.
it before, but you actually don't have any hard copies with
me. No. Right?
I thought they were coming with some packets. I do have my tablet where it's downloaded. One person can use that.
Well, I downloaded mine, so you can use mine,
chair.
And I'll just use this.
Here.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
so it's in the notation app. So
this is Foster Care Services.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark, why don't you
yes.
Care Services contract?
Does someone else want
can you give us some highlights, Mark?
Does anyone need one? Why don't you give it to Jared Dean? I'm going to read over Tracy's
I'll take
a hard copy of this tablet. We have used it in the past, but not the last couple years, so this is a new contract.
Hello, how are you?
Legislative part. Petit just entered. Oh, I just got your text, Laura.
Huh?
I just got your text.
Oh. I did it while I was helping.
Okay. All right, back to the resolution.
Mark, why don't you?
232.
Can you explain that again, Mark?
Yeah, sure. So it's a foster care services contract. We had used them in the past, but not in the last couple of years. What?
They're out of Yonkers,
we
right?
Need the service.
It's location based.
I mean, this one is location.
Location, I'm sorry.
In terms of they can offer the services, it's really about where these places are located, and that's why we haven't had to have a contract.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So, all right, so, I mean, they're based in Yonkers. I'm assuming there's a geographic component to this, as you just said. And I guess just more of a statement, I guess, according to this, we again find ourselves with the state only contributing 29%. Has that been the case, by the way, in all these instances? Where
That's what they reimburse in terms of those programs.
Because it used to be more, and so sure. Just sometimes... I know, it's sort of the usual rant, but yeah. I'm just saying, it's just, we should all be aware every time these things come up that the state has been shorting us, whether it's on this or the community college.
Okay, on the resolution, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 233. Authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services for the participation in the Crimes Against Revenue Program, Ulster County District Attorney's Office.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Any questions? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 234, amending the 2019 Ulster County budget to adjust the annual salary of the district attorney as required by the New York State Judiciary Law, Ulster County District Attorney's Office.
Just salary adjusted.
2,000. I don't have it.
It's 2,800.
It's 2,800. Thank you.
I mean,
we need to get. Are you moving?
I'll move it.
Second. Yes, Legislator Rodriguez.
So this is because the district attorney has to be pegged to the county court judge, is that correct?
Yes.
Which has sort of been the case, and so when... All right, I guess just more clarification. Though, is that increase coming for the judge, is that coming from the state, or is that something
state.
To do with... Okay, no, well, no, I know the state
judge.
Mandate,
no.
But I'm saying, but where are those dollars sort of coming from in terms
we're
of...
Not, we don't pay the county court judge. No, but we're not getting reimbursed for this.
Yeah, it's coming. We're amending our budget. Yes.
This is not my first rodeo. With
no, I got you.
But it's just like, it's just more a matter of just, I realize that we are obligated to do this. It's just, it's kind of crazy. But.
So noted. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Resolution 235. We have one conversation, please. Resolution 235, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Justice Benefits, Inc., Ulster County Sheriff.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Anything you want to add to this? Yes? Oh. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 236, amending capital project number 483, Public Safety Training Center, to increase funding for construction, Department of Public Works.
I'll
move. Second?
Second.
Discussion? Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So, I'm not saying this to be pejorative, but I asked last week for different pieces of pejorative. But, you know, but... oh, Richard. Anyway, you know, but I've asked for this a couple different ways, a couple different times. I know you're telling me that I'm going to get it at some point, but, you know, when will it be done, Michelangelo? So, you know.
Right. So we need number. He wants costs from the other two concrete sites,
well,
Penn County and the Albany Training Center.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Madam
Chair.
Want
to clarify?
Just to clarify, because the chair, I mean, you may have missed this, but when we actually had the briefing, was it last week? On this, I had asked about can we segment out both the the actual facility itself, which then that allows us to compare apples to apples with Albany and Orange, but then the second part becomes the amount that we are spending on site prep, because in this particular case, we have sort of a tough site in which we have to dig down 40 some odd feet, and so as a result, I wanted to kind of just understand at what point is this, how much of this is site prep out of the 6.8 million, and then how much of this is actually just the facility, and then be able to sort of compare how much more it's costing us. I realize, of course, that construction costs have gone up, and they've gone up significantly. I'm trying to get a handle on how much.
Yeah. Everett?
Can I ask for a clarification? You brought up Albany, and I'm just asking what specifically in Albany?
The state training.
The state training here in Montour Falls. Okay.
Yes. Yep.
All right.
And Orange.
And Orange, yeah.
Yep.
So okay. Yes.
If I can clarify, so everybody understands that bid documents, the way it came back, was more summed it. So we do not have breakouts for the cost for the site prep versus the other components of that particular bid. So it's not an itemized bid that you may be familiar with. It's simply a lump sum bid. So we'd be relying on what I would call engineering estimates. Engineering estimates are not necessarily that reliable in today's construction world.
Legislator Bartels.
We will do our best.
So I don't know if anyone knows, but when was the Orange County facility built and when was the state training facility?
So Orange County was built 5 years ago, and I have to go back to my email, but it was approximately $3.5 million. But that was kind of foundation that was already there. There was no site work to be done to that facility at all.
About 2.5 million.
And how is it? Like, is it a comparable size facility?
It's the same type of facility. Yeah, same.
Okay. And then how about the state training center?
The state training center is similar. It's a little bit smaller.
Mm-hmm. And how long ago was it built?
I'd have to find out. I'd have to reach out to them. Mm-hmm. I think it was built prior to Orange County.
Legislator Petit.
I would just like to follow up on a comment that I had gotten from a constituent that a notice of eviction was served. I mean, was there eminent domain, or I thought this
was just this was a Gatman building.
Yeah.
And so we have, according to the MOA, once we move through the award process, there's a ability for us to essentially assume control of the admin building. We've had conversations with both the fire service and with the supervisor of the town of Ulster, which holds that lease on that building. The thought was that the main reason is the admin building is, the interior of the admin building is a mess, I guess is the easiest way to put it. The idea is to start getting some of the personal effects of individuals that are in that building out of that building, and then eventually the county would take control of that building. The idea being is we would have to use it for our construction management work and for some of the restroom facilities, and we're looking at what kinds of work, et cetera, we would have to do in that building to make it marginally useful during the time that we essentially look at other alternatives for that admin building.
So this was not adversarial, it was not at all, and it was from the town supervisor, based on the lease, and it was
essentially, I mean, people have been using it as a personal storage unit, and it was just a letter to notify them that we're moving forward on this, and they need to basically get their
vacate.
Stuff.
Right. Legislator Rodriguez.
Do we have a, I know I asked this question a of Dennis, I think, when he came to the caucus. But do we have a timeline on the admin portion of this project? Because I feel like if we should try to contain this all in this year in terms of drawing down, that he's got to get this drawn out and then next year and following year.
We don't have a timeline because we don't have a solution for the $1 million renovation cost for that building as of yet.
Well, doesn't it sound like the solution is that we don't do $1 million renovation?
Well, yes, that's different, but if we still need an admin building
right.
or at some instance. So we're starting construction, we're starting some conversations with our safety office and with our DPW in terms of what we can do internally with that building to make it work for us. Versus the idea that we could actually think about a modular structure that comes onto that existing facility. But given discussions with our consultants, and by the way, just understand that consultants are not tasked to redesign that building, so we need more money for redesign if that happens. But given some discussions, the thought would be is that the GC work maybe is as large as we're talking about now, because we're working out to tear the building down and prep the structure to accept a modular building on top of it.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So, given the fact that we still have bits of information that are still coming back to us at this time for the 1 week, I just would probably like to postpone resolutions 236, 238, 239, and 240. I believe those will all relate back to the center. Correct.
Yes.
All right. So I guess I'll move that at this time to postpone for 1 week.
You have to block it first.
Don't
you want to block it first?
We've had this debate a million times. If you like to, I will move to block them.
I'll second it.
On the blocking itself.
Okay. On the block? All in favor? Opposed? Okay.
I understand what you're saying, Hector. Whatever information you might get from the next week, I don't think it'll sway your decision. Different foundations, different footings. So I don't know where it's going to be pertinent to what we're talking about. But in being cooperative, you have to say yes, and I will postpone it. But I don't see anything different than that.
Thank you, Richard.
Okay, all in favor of the postponement until next week? For the blocked items?
All right. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion. Okay, resolution 241, establishing capital project number 547, flood resiliency work, Bushkill Bridge and County Road 139, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the Town of Olive to perform flood resiliency work and amending the 2019 Ulster County Capital Fund Budget Department of Public Works. Move. Second?
Second.
Excuse me, Chair Bartels.
So I see that Dennis is here. Maybe you can talk me through this a little. This is the first time I'm seeing a project like this where we're not rating it. We're essentially reimbursing the municipality for work.
Yep.
So are there other examples of this in
here? There are numerous examples of municipalities in
reimbursing us.
No, municipalities reimbursing a constructing authority with respect to things that are a subcontract or a lesser portion of a particular transportation project. I can give you an example with respect to transportation projects. The most recent one is the City of Kingston reimbursing the Department of Transportation with regard to water and sewer work as it relates to the roundabout. With regard to Rising Funds, New York Rising Funds, the county had a New York Rising facility grant that we applied for and received for work on the Carmine-Liberta Bridge, and that included essentially the installation of a water line on that bridge to serve the village of New Paltz. In that instance, the village of New Paltz provided funding to the county for that work, and we did it and included that installation in our project. This is literally the reverse of that, where the Town of Olive has a New York Rising grant They have a fairly large project that's dealing with flood resiliency in Watson Hollow. That includes channel work. It includes a substantial amount of work that protects the county's transportation infrastructure, including work on our abutments, work on embankments, and the channel work itself. I don't have the estimates on my head, all in my head, but I will tell you that the work involved in the abutment work to reduce scour on those abutments is over $200,000 itself. The other work is in the neighborhood of somewhere in the neighborhood of between $300,000 and $400,000. The original discussion with the town was we were going to actually pay for the construction inspection. When we looked at that and we tried to work that out, the thought was being is construction inspection is not a bondable interest the county has. So the county then moved to essentially find out a way that we wouldn't have to take this money out of operating funds and we could bond it. And by essentially looking at the work that they were doing on our own infrastructure, it would benefit the county infrastructure. First conversation with bond council was that we could bond this work as long as it was benefiting the county infrastructure. The contract is so written that essentially if the grant covers this work, we won't have to pay the town. And if the grant doesn't cover this work, the town pays the difference. So we're only in for $200,000, which is less than the engineering estimate for this work to take place.
Saying that
$200,000,
if the grant doesn't cover, we don't have to pay beyond it.
That's correct. It's not to exceed.
Yeah. I mean, my only concern is that, and all of that sounds great, but I'm wondering what if there's a precedent we're setting, especially as it relates to rivers and floodplains. I mean, basically every river in our system is connected, especially having served on soil and water for so long, to a floodplain and to an integrated system that impacts, I can give you examples, probably in every municipality in the county where there are interrelated impacts to something that could be conceived as a county asset, whether it's a county road or a county bridge or county infrastructure. It's not a far stretch. So I'm wondering, if we're beginning something, since this is straight county funding, this is $200,000 county dollars.
Yeah. What I would say in response to that is two things. One is that being part of a smaller subcontract with respect to mobilization of larger contracts is not a bad precedent to set. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing I would say. The second thing, if the towns are willing to do that, the second thing I would say is that this is specific. When you look at the estimates of costs that are included in this contract, there are specific things being done to the transportation infrastructure of Ulster County that have dollar amounts associated with them. And that's why it's bondable. It's not related, it's specific.
And let me ask, if I may, how did the communication initiate between the municipality and the county on this subject, essentially asking for the support?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Can you speak up?
Town supervisor reached out to the county executive.
To give you an idea, these DRI money's been around since, they're at least probably 6 or 7 years old right now. The discussions first started with a look at the Bushville stream and what it needed to get done. And then in looking at that, there was a consultant hired, it was called Mullen McBroom. They produced a report in terms of what they thought needed to get done. That became a discussion with DPW on those particular items. That then generated, looking at the engineering estimate, it generated, is there a way that the county could help the town cover some of what was an anticipated shortfall in those construction costs? And the thought was that we could actually help with construction inspection. As we delve deeper into construction inspection, we really didn't want to be in a position where the town had a contract with a contractor to do improvements and we were doing the inspections for those improvements. That was the first problem that we ran into issues. And then the more we thought about it, the idea was that we really didn't want to take this out of operating if it was a bondable improvement. And when we looked at the elements of the work that was being done, those elements were directly attributable to county assets. And therefore, we thought we could bond them. We made that conversation with the bond council, and that's how it arrived at essentially doing it as a flood resiliency project, which it is by definition in the watershed that directly affects the county's infrastructure. I don't think you're setting a precedent here where chattel work or other embankment works associated with the communities are billable back to the county. I think you'd have to find out that there's a direct response to that in terms of why that's being done. That there's actual physical improvements being done, and that's what's happening here.
We have, when you said this is a good conversation that's 6 years in the work, do we
I would say it's that old. I would say that the funding is that old.
Do we have other conversations that are in the works now? For
not on my side that I'm aware of.
Okay. On the resolution, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 245, amending capital project number 459, Ashokan Rail Trail Project, to include costs for construction and engineering inspection of the Ashokan Station and Woodstock Dyke Trailheads, Department of Planning.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Any questions for Chris? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 246, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county. A, Servadon, Inc., B, Anthony Construction Corp., JV, Department of Planning.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 247, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Barton and LaJudice DPC, Department of Planning.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 248, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Gentech LTD, Department of Public Works.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 249, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Parrot Enterprises, Inc., Ulster County Community College. Move?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Okay. Through the chair to the deputy county executive. So don't we actually have a policy, I thought, with regards to all bridges, apprenticeship programs, et cetera, et cetera? I thought for some reason that we actually had a policy, I thought, on all bridges, whether or not it's a pedestrian bridge or a physical bridge.
Apprenticeship requirements.
Could you speak up? I'm sorry,
we have
Mark.
Apprenticeship requirements over 500,000.
I know.
It's 168,000.
Okay. But the same, but just only because I know that I've spoken to folks in the trades and this came up as an issue. So.
Okay. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 250, approving the work order with the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York to provide design and construction management services for the installation of an accessible ramp at the Burroughs Lecture Hall related to capital project number 2524, SUNY Ulster, Burroughs Renovation, SUNY Ulster. Move. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 251, establishing capital project number 546, SUNY Ulster, technology upgrade, and amending the 2019-2024 Capital Project Fund, SUNY Ulster. Move. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 254, increasing the maximum amount of payment for burial and purchasing of markers for indigent veterans and their family, Veteran Services Agency.
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed. Resolution 255, authorizing a grant application to the Federal Transit Administration to accept, apply, and administer 5339B funding for the bus replacement, and authorizing the Ulster County Executive to execute any required applications or agreements to accept funding. Ulster County Area Transit.
Move it.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 256, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the town of Shandaken for the direct invoicing of bus fares for Shandaken summer day camp students, Department of Public Transportation, Ulster County Area Transit.
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 257, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into a license agreement with the City of Kingston for the use of certain transit facilities by Ulster County to provide expanded transit service in the city by Ulster County Area Transit in response to the dissolution of City Bus and elimination of transit service by the city. Department of Public Transportation, Ulster County Area Transit.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Merely for the purposes of the record, it's just, you know, this is a historic moment. This has been something that I know former Chairman Donaldson, you know, pushed, you know, years ago. I know Jim, as Chair of Economic Development, you pushed for it. When I was Chair of Economic Development, that we pushed for it. I know the county the former county executive put it for it, and we finally
a lot of pushing.
And finally, we have sort of crossed the finish line. So, just to make sure that
we're almost there. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 258, creating transit positions and amending the 2019 Ulster County budget, Ulster County Area Transit.
So moved.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 259, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county LexisNexis, Ulster County Sheriff.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 262, authorizing the issuance pursuant to Section 90 and or Section 90.1 of the local finance law of refunding bonds of the County of Ulster, New York, to be designated substantially public improvement refunding serial bonds and providing for other matters in relation thereto and the payment of the bonds to be refunded thereby.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Question.
Yes.
Could Bert give us a brief?
Bert, can you?
Sure.
English version of that?
Yeah.
I'll try. We have the opportunity where there's bonds that are callable. One actually isn't until August. So yeah. With this passing on August 20th, we'll go out to the bond market to refund. It's four bonds. Basically, we're combining into one. It's $5.6 million. We're estimating conservatively to save about $170,000. In future costs. I'm hoping, and even our fiscal advisors think it will be more, but this is a conservative estimate. It includes all bonding costs with this as part of the $173,000.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Yeah, I realize it doesn't work this way, but just, you know, which outstanding bonds at this point?
Yeah, I can give you the details, but it's 2009, 10, 11, and 12 bonds.
And there's...
So what projects would have been happening?
I mean, there's a bunch in there. I can definitely give you the details. Yeah, but I can provide you that detail.
Thank you.
No,
that would be great.
Yep.
Which projects they're attached to.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Okay, did you hear that? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution...
It's going to be about 2.25, 2.5 on this. In terms of when we go out for bonds, they start at a lower rate, and the longer you go, the higher the interest rate. So that's where we're going to save our money, because what's left on these bonds are the higher interest. So we'll probably get like 2.5%.
And they're in the four, anywhere from 2 to 4 range now, right?
As I say, probably the highest is around 3.25.
I thought I saw a 4 in there.
There may be.
Yeah.
Future years, yes.
Yeah.
This is what we go out to the bond market now.
Okay.
Last year was 3.25.
Okay. There's detail behind it in the OneDrive. Hector.
But I can definitely give you the list of projects.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Bert. Thank you.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Resolution 263, authorizing the Commissioner of Finance to accept and reject bids for purchase of parcels of county-owned property at the April 24th, 2019 public auction. Department of Finance. Move. Second?
Second.
Did you have a question? Oh, no. Okay. All in favor? Opposed? Okay. Resolution 264, authorizing the conveyance of county-owned properties to the original owners, Department of Finance.
I'll move it.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Who seconded that?
I'm sorry.
I guess I did, but I didn't. Not really.
Thank you.
Okay. Any new old business? Okay, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
5:36.